Have you been following along with the thread on Essential Consultants? Michael Cohen's LLC, you know, President Trump's personal lawyer. Well, it turns out that Essential Consultants LLC does more than just make payments to Stormy Daniels. This week, there's new information regarding payments to the shell company. And among the revelations, payments from large companies like AT&T and Novartis for a contract that began shortly after Trump's inauguration. And there's also a payment made between January and August of last year from Columbus Nova. Who are they? An investment bank firm linked to Russian oligarch Viktor Vekselberg. The firm made a payment of $500,000 to Cohen's shell company. In total, the transactions amount to at least $4.4 million. Steve Portnoy of CBS Radio asked White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders about the payments yesterday.
Michael Cohen received millions of dollars, apparently peddling the insights that he said he could provide into this administration to America's largest corporations. Is the president in any way embarrassed or ashamed of that? Because it seems to be the definition of swampy behavior.
I think that would be up to those individuals who make the decision to hire someone. That's the decision of an independent company and has nothing to do with the White House.
Ilya Marritz and Andrea Bernstein are journalists for WNYC and hosts of the Trump, Inc. podcast. Hi, guys.
Hey. Hi.
So let's break this down. We just heard Sarah Huckabee Sanders saying that these payments have nothing to do with the White House.
Well, I think it's clear these payments have everything to do with the White House. So we'll go back to January 2017. Michael Cohen does not get a White House job, which he'd hoped for. So he begins to go around and effectively sell his knowledge. I think that's the most charitable way to say it, of the Trump's thinking about things. And he is allowed explicitly at this time by the president to put personal attorney to President Donald J. Trump in his email signature. So he can send emails out to all of these people and they can see that. And it doesn't take a neurosurgeon to figure out what that means when you get an email like that. Hey, do you want to hire me? And he apparently found quite a few takers, including some Fortune 500 companies.
And what's really striking here is some of these companies were paying him like quite big money. So this guy who has never been a lobbyist before, he's not affiliated with any lobbying company, he's not registered as a lobbyist, all of a sudden he becomes the top paid outside consultant at Novartis. Stat News reported that today. And you just think, well, what is the expertise that Michael Cohen brought to this? The only thing he had to offer was his relationship with President Trump.
So apparently that's what we're talking about here. Is this a pay to play, essentially? Did he offer access? Is that what he's getting paid for?
Well, clearly the company said. One Novartis official was telling people yesterday that they were, in fact, seeking access. In the official statements, they said they were seeking an understanding of the president. They were seeking insight into the president. But it's really important to understand here, and I think this point is kind of confusing, Essential Consultants LLC was not a real company. It was a shell company. It had no employees. It had no infrastructure. There was no lobbying firm. Paul Manafort, currently under indictment for money laundering, actually was a lobbyist, had a lobbying firm. Michael Cohen just had his name and that email signature, private attorney to President Donald J. Trump, to sell. So I think it's a really important question. And in fact, Novartis sort of was like, well, he didn't really do anything for us, and so we didn't renew his contract, but we paid him anyway because we couldn't get out of it. So it looks like it was purely a way to get in with the Trump administration. And I think what is so striking about this story is everybody understands that that's what happens in the world. Even Donald Trump clearly understands it. But now actually what we're seeing is people are just sort of saying, like, yeah, that's what we were going for.
Now, just curious. I mean, the president, since the beginning, has made a big deal of the fact that he's a businessman, not a politician. So why, if he's such a businessman, why do these big companies need to pay for access to him? Wouldn't we assume that there's already an understanding of the president or a certain amount of access to the president within the business community?
I think the businessman thing is really interesting because he made a very consequential decision before taking office, which was not to divest himself of his own business. And on the Trump, Inc. podcast, where Andrea and I are co-hosts, that's kind of the fundamental conflict that we are always exploring. So I think it's fair to say that when he made that decision to hang on to the Trump organization, this business that owns hotels and golf courses and a lot of properties in a lot of places, and he can continue, by the way, to draw income from that company, I think he sent an important signal, which is that we're not going to rigidly apply ethical rules and ethical standards. We're not going to demand, although we have said we will drain the swamp, we're also not going to do the things that would put up a clear, firm, big, beautiful wall between politics and business. In fact, politics and business, he sort of said they're a good fit for each other. So it's not entirely surprising. It's astonishing what has happened, but it's also not entirely surprising.
It's also consistent with Michael Cohen's past. We did an episode of Trump Inc. really doing a deep dive. And Michael Cohen had been a lawyer for taxi companies. He'd been somebody who represented people who were in traffic crashes and were seeking insurance money. And this was the kind of business dealing that he was in before Trump. And what was striking is that so many people around him were convicted of crimes, investigated, lost their professional licenses. And he sort of walked through life like that, setting up so many shell company after shell company. And it is, there's one straight line from that to Essential Consultants, paying off Stormy Daniels, collecting money from a Russian oligarch-tied firm, all of which we now know happened.
There's also a lot on AT&T payments, which is in a bid for Time Warner, which directly affects media. I mean, we're almost out of time, but do you have any thoughts on that? Are these things connected to that?
Just look at the business that these companies were in. We have a pharma company. Donald Trump pledged to bring down pharmaceutical drug prices. We have a communications company. Federal communications policy is always a big deal, even if you aren't planning a merger. So, of course, these are companies that had business before the federal government all the time.
I was here talking with the Trump Inc. podcast team about the latest developments in Michael Cohen's shell company. Thanks, guys, for being with us today.
So great to be with you, and congratulations on your takeaway debut.
Thank you.